The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Tudor Dixon podcast. Today we have Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton back with us because we're seeing a lot of action at the border, and we know that you are the guy that is involved heavily on that side of the world. So tell us what's happening in Texas.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. It's a never-ending saga with the Biden administration that started literally his first day in office when he told the cartels that no one was going to be deported. So he basically set us up for failure on purpose. And so we've been in this battle, state of Texas versus the United States government. The United States government's goal, obviously and clearly, is to get as many illegals here as possible so that they can set up their voting system the way they want it and make sure that we turn into a one-party country. So that's their goal. And that's what they're doing. And they've sought in every possible way to dismantle our immigration laws. And they have basically not enforced any of our immigration laws. All the ones that were working are no longer being used. And then Biden comes back and says it's the Republicans' fault that the Congress needs to do something, when in reality, that's just a lie. And he knows it's a lie. And so we've been in this constant battle. I think we've had 17 or 18 different lawsuits over border type issues. The most recent one is about an election law or a border security law that was passed by our legislature that was supposed to go into effect March 4th. We've been going up and down the courts from the district court to the Fifth Circuit to the Supreme Court back to the Fifth Circuit. And the Fifth Circuit just ruled yesterday in a 2-1 decision against us so that the law is not in effect. I think that's a bad ruling. It was a Biden judge that ruled against us and a Bush judge that ruled against us. Trump's nominee ruled in our favor. So we're hopeful because now we have an argument on the merits next week in front of the Fifth Circuit as well. And if we're not successful with that more liberal panel, we'll either appeal it to the U.S. Supreme Court or we'll ask for an en banc hearing from the Fifth Circuit.
And the law was that you could arrest people coming across the border. Was that what it was?
Not me, but the state of Texas could arrest people and then send them to border entry points. And if they came back in, then we could put them in jail.
So we're seeing, though, there was this situation that happened where there was this rushing of Border Patrol. And it was, we're getting some conflicting numbers. Some people are saying it was 100. Some people are saying it was 300. But it seemed like it was all young men who came in, rushed Border Patrol. Now, is it true that you can't arrest them because they were committing a crime once they got across the border? Or how does that work? Because it seems like, they are committing a crime crossing the border, but then do they have to do something worse to then be arrested?
Well, according to the federal government, yes. We have arrested people for trespass. So if they're on private property, we can arrest them for a state crime. So we're doing what we can to arrest people that are committing state law crimes. The challenge is there's so many people that are not necessarily trespassing on private property. They're crossing in other ways. And that leads to, you know, hundreds of thousands of people every year staying in Texas that then we're responsible for taking care of all of their needs and also dealing with the crime associated with them.
Do you feel like the support has kind of changed in the past few, I would say even the past few months, as we've seen the Lake and Riley situation out of Georgia with her tragic death on the college campus? And then just this past week in Michigan, we see Ruby Garcia was violently murdered on a highway and her body was left on the highway. And this is something that I think people are saying, well, wait a minute, there is a stark difference between Republicans talking about this and Democrats talking about this, or should I say not talking about this, because Gretchen Whitmer in the state of Michigan never came out and said anything about Ruby Garcia. Her own congresswoman never came out and said anything about this horrific murder right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you think that that is causing people on really both sides of the aisle, just the, you know, the regular constituents to go, okay, wait a minute, I don't feel safe. We've got to do something about the border. We're in Michigan and this is happening.
Yeah, well, this is the problem. You're going to have a problem for decades because of this. And it's going to be hard to undo what Biden has purposely done to the American people. And he's done it for political reasons, to protect the Democratic Party and make this a one-party country. And he's willing to sacrifice. He knows this is going to happen. He knows we're going to have higher crime. He knows people are going to die. He knows kids are going to die from fentanyl overdose. He knows that there is a potential and a very likely potential of terrorist acts, and that American lives will suffer. And he is for that. He's willing to trade all of that to get his political agenda through, which is we want a one-party country, and we're going to move people around so we get more electoral college votes for places that we need them, and we're going to get more congressional votes because we're going to count these non-citizens, which is never contemplated by the founders, that you will allow people into your country illegally and then count them in the vote. It doesn't fit with anything set up by our founders, and yet this administration, evil as it is, has tried to destine this country for control by a few people.
What we saw recently on X, Elon Musk came out and said, you got to understand what happens when you take a census. These people who aren't citizens are included in the census. That suddenly changes the Electoral College, but it also changes your representation in your state. So if Michigan suddenly has a million extra people in it, you get an additional congressperson or two additional congresspeople. And those people are in Democrat areas because that's where those highly concentrated populations are. And so that also is another way of altering how this whole country is governed.
Yeah. And what they do is once they get control of a state, they make the voting laws. They don't have photo ID, so you know who's voting. They change the mail-in ballot rules so anybody can, they'll send ballots out to everybody. And then when you get them back, you have no idea who voted. We saw that in the last election. We stopped that in Texas, but we saw it happen in what, seven states that were battleground states that changed from, you know, Trump to Biden over a 3-day period, which we'd never seen before. So, I mean, look, their ultimate goal is power. They want a few people telling us what to do. They want to make it look like it's democracy, that people go vote and it actually matters. But they're trying to set it up through election laws, very loose laws that allow anybody to cheat if they want to. And there's no consequence for it if they do. And then they want to set it up so the vote is already rigged by just the number of illegals they've counted in certain states and in certain places, so that they win these states the presidency, and then they control Congress. So it's a pretty evil plot, and it's being done by a president that, frankly, doesn't love democracy.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step, and you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I got to tell you, they're not even hiding it. So if you look at the state of Michigan, we have a House seat that they put millions of dollars into, but they hired illegals in Traverse City, Michigan, to run the ground game. And they were open about this. I mean, they ran articles about this. Look at we created this nonprofit organization called We the People with illegals. I mean, this is how blatant it is. They called it We the People with illegals. They paid their candidate out of the nonprofit organization to run for office, and she ran on providing driver's licenses to illegals without any questions asked. So suddenly, non-American citizens, she's running on that. They get her elected, and nobody says anything. But you're exactly right about also changing the rules, because that's what they're doing, running a secretary of state. That person runs their election for governor. Look at Arizona. Look at Michigan. That's what's going to happen here. This is all happening right in front of us. Why isn't anybody saying, wait a minute, this is crazy stuff?
Well, some people are. I mean, I've been out saying it since I saw what happened in the last election. But if we don't say anything, if we don't stop them, they are going to steal the country. And once they get control of the power base, and look, I just sued a nonprofit because we don't know what these nonprofits are doing. We're trying to get information in Texas about what these nonprofits, where they're getting their money. They're getting money from federal government to then move illegals around to protect them, to hide them, to run these houses that no one knows where they are. And this is the federal government funding it through nonprofits. And they've gotten very sensitive. We were just asking for documents, which we're allowed to do as in the Attorney General's office for charities. And they sued us, trying to stop us from getting this information. And then they got all these politicians to come out and say I was anti-religious and I was discriminating against this Catholic charity. It's just not true. These are the organizations that are in running our laws, are doing things the federal government couldn't do, but they're using that taxpayer dollars to do it. So look, we have a huge problem here because we have a president that is trying to basically take over the country as fast as he can. And he's using illegals And he's using fraudulent voting to do that.
So let me get your legal perspective on something, because here in Michigan, they just passed a law in the fall that would that says that homeowners will get paid $500 a month if they take an illegal alien into their home. So if they take one of these migrants into their home or multiple, it's not even defined. How do you know that this person has been vetted? They're not going to be vetted. But from a legal perspective, what are the dangers there that the state government is calling these people to come in, and then there's no oversight, there's not a landlord, there's nobody checking the house to make sure it's okay. So first of all, I think you have a danger of these people coming from other countries and being used by people and put into their homes, and then they're kind of held there, and vice versa. You have somebody coming in and you never know what they're going to do to the homeowner, and you might be in a desperate situation where $500 a month free sounds great.
Look, all of that is true, but here we have states aiding and abetting criminal acts. Illegal immigration is a crime. It violates our laws. It would violate the laws of almost every country in the world, probably every country in the world. And yet we have states now that are encouraging the breaking of the law and creating incentives in their states for more people to come. And that's the plan, right? If we get more illegals in Michigan, we can then count them to our benefit, and we can override the citizens of this country with fewer votes. So they're doing everything around the margins, whether it's voter fraud or whether it's counting illegals. They're doing everything within their power to change the power base of this country from the people to the politicians. And only a few politicians will be able to control what's going on. And that'll be Joe Biden and Barack Obama and all their friends.
So we're obviously concerned about that, but let me ask you a little bit about the crime, because we've seen this guy who is some sort of a social media influencer who is mocking the U.S. taxpayers and saying that he is going to take over people's homes, that he's seen this whole squatter situation, and he's calling for people to take over the homes of Americans. What kind of dangers are we going to see here in the near future?
You're going to have a lot of people get hurt, because many people are not going to just let somebody walk into their home and take it over. And in Texas, we have a right to defend ourselves. So I know in other states, that's not the case. That's the destruction of personal property rights. That's the destruction of law and order. That's what they're looking for, a breakdown of law and order. And then the government steps in, and then they get to decide who has what. And they can take your house and they can give it to somebody else. It's just a matter of power. Whoever's in power controls the money and tells the people, decides who gets what, who gets health care, and who gets a house, and who gets a job. That's where we're going with the Biden regime.
So this is why you say you don't hear these folks stepping up and talking about this. I mean, they talked about this with Karine Jean-Pierre, and then all of a sudden this guy's social media account is taken down. But there's no reaction to the fact that we're in danger. And even his own administration, people have come forward and said, we are at a critical point. This is dangerous. We could potentially see a huge problem on U.S. soil because of the amount of people that are coming in unvetted. We know there have been people on the terror watch list. What happens when someone comes in on the terror watch list? Is there anything Texas can do?
No, I mean, we're in this fight now trying to deport anybody, because we don't know. The administration doesn't call us and say, hey, we just let a bunch of terrorists in your country, or we accidentally let these people in that are, you know, potentially terrorists. They don't inform us. They don't have the decency to even tell our law enforcement. And so all of this is going to lead to an incident. And the Biden administration knows it, and it's willing to trade those type of incidents that could kill thousands of people for power. That is the situation we're in. That's the evil of our day. And that is the thing that really disturbs me, because I feel like we're moving away from a constitutional republic to a ruling oligarchy that pretends that we have a constitution and pretends that the votes really matter.
And I think what you're saying is important so that people can understand. When you hear the administration coming out and saying, well, we've got a bill, the Republicans won't come together with us on it, it is still letting 2 million people in every single year. And that's more than we saw almost the entire Trump administration. He was having, in some years, we would have 300,000 people come across the border, and that continued to get lower. And then all of a sudden, I believe there was a coordinated effort to send those caravans. I don't even hear about those caravans coming under Joe Biden, even though he's opened the doors wide open or thrown the doors wide open. Why were we seeing that? Was there some sort of coordinated effort to go after Trump at the border? Because his first few years were pretty low, and then he really had to fight to keep those numbers low in the last 2 years of his administration.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It was definitely coordinated. This is an internationally coordinated effort. And Joe Biden, I mean, look, we know that Trump was successful in limiting immigration like no other president I've seen. I mean, George Bush didn't do this. Clinton didn't do this. Obama, they were all very lenient with illegal immigration, but no one's ever encouraged it more. No one's ever said to the cartels, please bring people, make money. We're glad. Infiltrate our country with crime and human trafficking. We want you to do that. That's Joe Biden. And this lie that he perpetuates that it needs to be fixed by the Republicans in Congress because he doesn't have enough laws already to do that. Let's just be honest. We already know what the facts are. We know that the laws in place, the Remain in Mexico, the Title 42, the building of the wall, the stopping the catch and release. We know that those things work when our federal laws are actually enforced because we saw it work. And then we saw Biden dismantle it and say, guess what? I'm supposed to enforce these laws, but I'm not going to. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to encourage the cartels. I'm going to help them. And they don't even have to hide anymore. Just come here. I'll even fly 30,000 a month in from certain countries like Venezuela and Haiti and Cuba and Nicaragua, and I'll pay for it. I'm going to do
it. But how is that happening? I keep hearing that that's happening, and I don't think we've gotten a lot of details on exactly what is happening. So this is coming from the administration. They're sending flights to other countries and bringing people into the U.S.?
Particular countries. Some of these countries are emptying their jails. Venezuela, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Cuba. Those four. 30,000 a month. They don't even have to go through the border. They're flown in. We pay for it. We sue them.
From their jails?
From everywhere. We have a lawsuit over this already. It's already gone to the Supreme Court. We lost on this. The Biden administration, we lost on our ability to get an injunction to stop it. So we're still in litigation of this, but we have an actual lawsuit trying to stop them. And the Supreme Court said, no, just leave that in place for now. It was a 5-4 decision. And Roberts and Barrett said, no, we think that's fine for now. And let's litigate the merits. So it'll take a year to get to the merits. And so another 360,000 people are flown in on taxpayer dollars. So, and we also have litigation over stopping criminals. Stopping the White House from bringing criminals into our country. And they are fighting and saying, no, these criminals are, we want them here. That sounds crazy, but that is actual litigation. Both of those are actual litigation, state of Texas versus the Biden administration. They are fighting tooth and nail to bring people from all over the world, and particularly countries that have a lot of crime. They are encouraging those people to come to our country.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity. for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun,
and I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where do they fly into? Do we know? I mean, do we get to know any of these details as taxpayers, as people who live here?
Well, as a citizen of this country, you should know. But as you know, this administration has, there's no transparency. They don't think you have a right to know. And they're not going to tell you. They don't tell us. They don't tell the states. They take them where they want to, wherever it's best for them to go. The criminals probably get go. They probably send them to the Republican states. And then the other numbers where they just need to build up their numbers for congressional, you know, representation and for the Electoral College, they probably go to more Democratic states that they want to grow the numbers. Because remember, a lot of the Democratic states are losing people to Republican states. People are voting with their feet. So they're trying to bolster these other Democratic states with numbers, with the illegal immigration.
Well, sure. I mean, Michigan, we've had this problem. And I do believe that that is why Gretchen Whitmer has courted Chinese corporations to come to the country. Not only are they here and she's paying them, but they've also said they'll bring workers. And so if they're going to bring workers with them, they say they're going to hire people in the local area. They're going to bring a lot of these folks over from China, but also I believe they'll bring a lot of the migrant workers in and say, okay, now you've boosted your population. She's lost a massive amount of jobs, and her climate plan is crushing jobs in Michigan because her climate plan directly affects our legacy industry of automotive. And so I believe that's what's happening, but we never know when they're coming. It's like you hear rumblings of a plane came in the middle of the night into Grand Rapids. There was a shelter here. We're trying to do the investigative work on the ground, but it's really hard. It is very protected information, which to me is also incredibly, it's very agonizing to think, gosh, we don't know who's coming in when or where. And as a mom, it makes me nervous because I don't know if I have to protect my kids in a different way.
No, you do. And the reality is, you know, I know lots of kids who have died from fentanyl overdoses. That's a direct result of illegal immigration. The cartels having an open border that's not protected anymore purposely. And the Biden administration knows the numbers have gone up, that lots of kids have died. And again,
so let me ask you about the president of Mexico. The president of Mexico blamed America. He said the fentanyl's made in the U.S. He came out and said that. And obviously, you know, we have people saying, oh, it's the cartels in cahoots with China. They're bringing it in. How does the president of Mexico make such a fool of Joe Biden and we just ignore it?
Look, Joe Biden is complicit in all of it. I mean, so he's fine with what the Mexican president says, because the Mexican president is doing exactly what he wants, which is, unlike Trump, where Trump had the Mexicans stop illegal immigration into their own country from the south, Biden said that's all undone now. And the Mexican president's fine having everybody trounce through his country, and then, as long as they end up in our country, not his. So Biden's, yeah, this is what he wants. He wants this.
But was there any truth to that statement, fentanyl is being made in the U.S.?
Oh, no. I mean, it's being made by the Chinese purposely to kill our kids. And the Mexican cartels are making a ton of money. And the Biden administration is like, great, do it.
So we know these countries are very corrupt. Does that mean that he is the president of Mexico could potentially be involved in this? Is he just protecting? Does he do you, if you're in a country like that, do you get help getting elected or getting into power by cartels?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Mexico is a very complicated country run by cartels, and he obviously has to deal with, you know, politics of protecting himself and dealing with cartels. It's a corrupt country. When you have that much organized crime to the cartels, it's going to affect the political situation. It's going to affect his views and his positions. They're not necessarily going to benefit the entire population of Mexico. It's going to some extent sometimes benefit the cartels. And certainly Biden has empowered the cartels by giving them direct access to our country. They're making so much money. They're building an infrastructure throughout South America, Central America, and the United States that's going to be hard to undo and is going to cost American lives. And this was planned. This is part of the Biden plan.
So lastly, Donald Trump, I believe, in 2016, won mainly on this issue. The idea of build the wall, people would chant that at the rallies. National security is, of course, a top concern. It's coming up this year again. This is a number one issue. Does Donald Trump solve this issue when he gets into office?
Yeah, we already know he did it last time, and he did it with existing law by just enforcing and giving Border Patrol the resources they need. They wanted to build that wall. That was Border Patrol that said that. It protects them and it protects the country. So there were funds allocated. We sued over this as well, allocated by Congress. And Joe Biden said, look, I don't care what Congress tells me to spend the money. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to waste all that money. I'm going to let all those resources sit on the ground. I'm going to pay the contractors for doing nothing. I don't care what the American people voted for. I'm not doing it. And that's unfortunately the president that we have now. And I'm praying that we end up with Donald Trump, because I think we can't afford another 4 years. He's taken us down so far in 4 years. I can't imagine what four more years of Joe Biden look like. I don't think it's going to be a good thing for the future of America and our ability to have freedom.
No, I agree. I mean, I look at what he did with just leaving the materials there on the side, not building the wall. We had a lot of people this week, as we're talking about Ruby Garcia, the man who killed her was deported under Donald Trump. At some point, he came back into the country, and we have people going, oh, gosh, you know, see, walls don't work. I'm like, Donald Trump built the wall. He didn't finish the wall. Joe Biden stopped the wall from being built. I mean, let's be honest here. How can you be so callous about the life of a young woman? And how many weeks do we have to go and say another young woman, another young woman, another young woman? As a mom of four girls, it is terrifying to me that young women are not safe on the streets because people are coming in here who are criminals. I mean, there is no, I'm not saying everybody is. But there are dangerous people coming through. And when you are not watching who's coming through, you are putting everybody at risk. But our daughters deserve better. And I appreciate the fact that you are working so hard to protect them. Attorney General Ken Paxton, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. And thank you all for joining us on the podcast for this episode and others. Check out TudorDixonPodcast.com or head over to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And join us next time. Have a blessed day.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.